But we have been waiting for this for some time now.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
But now I'm glad you did. I'm glad you put out the effort. It seems this is going to be worth it.
Yes, because we are joined in here at the mothership right now by a girl who we have single-handedly made into a cult figure around our fair burg. This is the girl featured for about 3 seconds or so.
Depending on whether you're watching it in slow motion or not.
Yeah, it could be 10.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to elongate the thrill, then yes. That's what fast forward and slow motion and all that stuff is for. But this is the girl in the Ranger Dollar Hot Dog Night promo with us up here.
This is crazy.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, your name is what?
Shakira.
Shakira?
Yes.
Like the singer?
Just like the singer, but with an E.
That's kind of weird. Not your name, but the fact that there's someone famous named Shakira.
Yeah, I get a lot of the, can you move your hips like Shakira? Can you shake it like Shakira?
Well, can you?
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better.
I bet you can. I bet you can.
She stole my moves.
Totally. Now, how old are you?
25.
25?
Yeah.
Local gal?
Oh, my gosh.
I know I look 18. Yes, born and raised.
Where'd you go to high school?
Well, when I say born and raised, I was born here, Plano, but I grew up in San Antonio and then came back when I was 18. So.
Ah, San Antonio.
Good
We're
old
headed
San
there.
Town.
We're headed there for 2 weeks for training camp.
Great place.
You like it?
I do.
You do?
I do. Hopefully San Antonio can whip the Cowboys' butts in shape.
Now, we may need some help as far as where to go because we always seem to end up at the same Mexican joints. Not on the
air. Well, you know, it's hard not to.
I hear they got a Mexican restaurant down there.
Yeah, Mi Tierra, Mike.
A couple.
What?
Mi Tierra.
Yes.
That's where you always end up. There are Chris Madrid's.
Yes, that's right. That's all we need to know.
I have to say, Las Palapas, it's a drive-thru, but it's my favorite place, and every time I go down, I eat there.
All right, we'll write that down. All right, now, Mike has been seeking you out for the longest time. Now, it's kind of weird because typically when we are fascinated by somebody, whether it be someone we see on TV who's a local person, and we put the call out saying, hey, if somebody knows this person, get in contact with us so we can contact them.
You have eluded us.
Normally it happens really quickly.
Yes, normally it does.
Which makes us think that you don't listen to the station, obviously, and your friends don't either, or your family doesn't. Now, it's someone on the periphery we thought would know who you were. Nobody did.
Because it's been going on for weeks.
There's one person who did. It's my fellow student that I go to school with. Her name's Beth Brasher.
Okay, Beth. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And her family listen to the show every day. But I have to say that I don't. I've never listened to the show before.
That's okay. Now you know about us and you can spread the word.
That's right. That's right.
Did you have any idea what the ticket is or anything like that?
I know it was a radio station, but I never listen.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm a full-time student.
And where do you go to school?
Ogle. It's cosmetology.
Oh, the hair-cutting school.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
But I do esthetology, so I do skin.
Okay.
All that stuff that women
like
pay a lot of money
facials
for.
Facials and stuff?
Facials, everything like that. Waxing, everything.
Why are you laughing?
Well, it's funny she does skin because you have kind of put a dent in your own skin.
No, it's art.
Okay.
Body art.
I'm not going to disagree with that. But you got lots of tattoos, and that's one of the things that I know drew Mike to you, because he's fascinated by the female with sleeve tats, or tat sleeves.
I have a weird thing about this, because it's something that I would never do myself. It's a little bit late in the game, if you will, for me to get off into that. Yet I am at once repelled by and drawn to the tattooed-up girl. And seeing you in a Ranger Hot Dog Night promo of all places, where you do realize that preceding you and along with them, you're represented as just an average fan. You know, it's like two kids and then you.
I know.
Weird?
A little. I mean,
Did you know that they were shooting you and using you for that or anything?
Not at all.
That's a totally candid shot.
Totally, totally. My dad had given me the tickets. I went with my former ex-boyfriend and my two best friends.
Now, that's the guy that's sitting to your left there, the former ex-boyfriend?
Yes, we're wearing matching World Series jackets.
Right.
My girlfriend and her husband, they're wearing matching jerseys. And we're sitting, 12 rows up behind home plate. My mm-hmm. dad had gotten me the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally got like 3 hot dogs that night.
3?
And I was starving. And I just went to town. I was going to town watching the game. And I guess the cameras were coming from the opposite side of the field.
Yeah.
By the bullpen. And they just—I look like I'm just staring right at.
No idea.
All right,
so,
no idea.
So she didn't even know that this promo existed until what? About a month ago?
No, a couple weeks ago, like 2-3 weeks ago.
All right, was this part though? Were you actually on TV during that particular game,
like up on the Jumbotron
or anything? Like,
no.
Did your friend say, "Oh, we saw you on TV"? So this is like a cold piece that's been in archives that they're like
since
dug out.
April.
Mm-hmm.
Since April.
Oh my
April.
God!
But she was at this game in April.
Listen, they've been running this all season long.
No. I've listened. I knew about it. My friends were like, texting me, Facebooking me. I just saw you on the Rangers commercial, Dollar Hot Dog Night, but I'd never seen it before. I still, to this day, have not ever seen the commercial. I've Googled it. I've YouTubed it. Everything.
Really?
Nothing. Everything.
You haven't seen it?
I've seen pictures of me on TV, and then I had a girlfriend, her sister, my girlfriend Rosanna, her sister Jessica, took a video in slow motion of me eating the hot dog, but only through a phone.
Because
you realize that you are doing quite the number on that hot dog. You're eating it very vociferously.
I love me some hot dogs.
You are eating it with vigor.
Dude,
you know that, don't you?
There are not many girls.
I make it look good,
there
okay?
There are not many girls who A, like hot dogs, and B, admit to liking them, and admit to eating 3 of them during a game.
Yes,
you
and eat them the way you
and
did.
And you're a little bitty girl.
I know. As long as you keep it up, I think everybody should be able to enjoy whatever they want to eat.
Sure.
You know?
Moderation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Like 3 hot dogs.
I don't know
dogs.
If 3 is moderation,
right. That's moderation.
But
it
you
really
understand.
Isn't. All right, now we had best describe here. You are how tall?
5'7".
Okay, and you weigh how much?
About 120 pounds.
Okay. Now, you're blonde and
5 pounds each.
And you told us to be nice. And you're up here drawing attention to that.
I thought we were supposed to go easy on you.
Yeah, because your dad's listening.
I'm warmed up now.
Is your dad listening?
He is.
Damn it, Dad. Turn it off.
Yes, Dad.
Turn it off so we can have fun.
Dad. Nothing good will come out of you listening to this.
Dad, look, you need to turn it off right now in 3, 2, 1, because I'm about to tell America she is very chesty.
You are, and they're real.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not?
Yes. Yes, they are.
They're not?
Really big.
Dude, those aren't real? They're not? What were they before that you got them enhanced?
Double D's?
They were a good size.
But you wanted to go bigger, huh?
Well, yeah. At the time, I was a Hooter girl. I was a Hooter girl on and off for 5 years.
Awesome.
And
me too.
I married one.
Yeah. Not anymore, obviously, the tattoos. But, I went through that stage. It was a great job. Lots of promoting. Lots of photos and
lots
stuff.
Lots of wings.
So, too many wings. Too many wings.
So when'd you get those done?
A long time. Almost 6 years.
When you were 19, a teen? Did you pay for them yourself? Did you have a sugar daddy?
No, I paid for them myself.
You did? Good girl.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good job.
Wow, you started at 19.
Let me tell
that,
you something.
Huh?
You gave us hugs when you walked in, and thank you for
that. Yes, you volunteered hugs.
And typically,
you're welcome.
Typically,
you're obviously
I'm not,
with the program.
Typically, I'm not searching out to see whether or not something is real or fake.
I am.
Yeah, that's his job. I just let him tell me.
Oh, my God.
But when I hugged you, it was just such a natural feel. It just felt so good.
I had a great doctor.
It was wonderful.
Very good doctor.
You settled down.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You're being
about?
Creepy.
I need you.
It's all right. I worked at Hooters. I know creepy.
Dude,
it's okay.
Creepy dudes with mustaches that were all over her jock. Are you kidding me?
Will you let me pet your 4-H prize winning pig?
What?
And she's wearing this black top for everybody who not by your
I just
video.
Came from
what are they
school?
Now? What are they now? You just came from school.
Wait a minute, let me describe.
Yes,
let me describe.
I'm wearing. All
she's
black.
Wearing this black top that you're wearing all black. That's what you got to wear at school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is very very low cut.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
It is quite low.
Things
cut.
Things that are not low cut on most women, they're just low cut on me.
Yeah, I hear you. I know your problem, sweetie.
I know. I mean, I love the V-neck you're wearing now. It's beautiful.
Thank you very
love
much.
Love that pink floral color.
You like the glitter?
I do.
Thank you.
So how'd you get going on the tattoo thing? What's the story here?
I got my first tattoo when I was 16 with my dad.
Wait a minute.
My real dad.
Wait. Which one's listening now, right now?
My stepdad.
Ah, the fake dad.
We can say whatever we want. Yeah. He's conservative.
He's a fake dad.
No. He is my dad. He is my dad. My stepdad is my father, and he raised me.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you got one with your real dad.
My real dad, and I came home, and I tell you, my mom was not happy. What does your real dad do? He owns his own business. He owns a dry cleaners.
Is he Vietnamese?
No. Do I look Vietnamese to you?
I just threw it out there.
Is he all tattooed up too?
No, he's got one tattoo on his arm. We got one together. It has Shakira with a heart around it.
Aw.
And then I have one with my dad's name on the back of my shoulder blade.
Sounds gay to me.
But it's the stepdad we got to worry about.
Those are drops. Groups.
He lives in
devil.
Town, you know. I don't know if he'd like show up here. And
so how old is your dad, your real dad? You're 25. Let me guess. Don't tell me. I would say he is 47.
63.
Whoa!
Damn. Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
If you think I'm pretty, you should see my mom. And I'm telling you, he scooped her up.
How's mama?
Beautiful. I can't tell you that.
Come on, tell us.
Well, he wants to know.
Significantly younger than him.
I might want to date her.
Is she?
No, she's married.
Nah, marriage.
Details,
married.
Details.
Oh, my. No, she's beautiful.
I've broken Very up blessed. Marriages before.
Oh, gosh.
Mark that. Oh, Lord. We'll play that when we have Ron Washington on.
What? Okay.
All right, so
the way marriage goes.
And your real dad go in and get a tattoo together.
Yeah, I was probably.
And your mother flipped out?
She didn't flip out. I mean, she was disappointed. I was still in high school. My real dad.
She doesn't get along with your real dad, and
no, they have an okay relationship.
She doesn't like you, like him taking you down that road. Was that it? Or
I just
what?
Think she wanted me to wait, be respectful, not be in their home, and be out of high school, be 18.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a respect thing.
So you were all rebellious and everything, kind of a hellion.
A little. If my real dad said it was okay, I thought, why not?
Did you make good grades in high school? Or was that a struggle?
I wasn't a straight A student, but I did good.
Pretty solid?
I did good, yeah.
Now, what did the parents think at 19, whether it be the stepdad or the real dad or the real mom, when you came home with the enormous yet supple breasts?
It's still kind of hard to deal with, I think. I have to be conservative, you know, when I'm in public with them, or at least I like to be or try to be,
like
just out of respect.
Like you're wearing today wouldn't fly, really?
No, probably not. Just out of respect for them, I think that, you know, it should be done.
So you're a very respectful girl to their wishes and everything?
I try to be. I wouldn't say all the time, but I try to be.
Now, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older sister, Belinda, and a older brother, Blake.
They listening?
One's in Florida, and one, I think, might still be at work. I texted her, but she's busy. She's a mom of four, so.
Oh, wow. Dear.
You got any kids?
No kids.
Dating right now. We know who the ex is.
Super single.
Super cool.
Super single. All right.
Ready to mingle.
Taking applications.
All right.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
You think Star Wars tattoos are hot?
Mic off.
It's a legitimate question. Would you date a guy with Star Wars tattoos?
I like Star Wars.
Yes!
I do.
Okay. I love it.
You know, I have a really big dorky side. I love stuff like that. Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. Really big
wrestling.
Into that.
Yeah, how about wrestling?
Mud wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
White t-shirts. Okay. Women only.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Boy, do we have the guy for you or what?
Oh, Lord.
Now, let's say that you did meet somebody, and would you be into getting married at some point and having children and all that? Are you that type of girl? Or have you had some horror stories with some friends and family? Obviously family.
No, I've had a great childhood, a great upbringing. I have a wonderful family. It is blended, but it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who doesn't love two Christmases, birthdays?
Right.
I mean, I love it.
I don't even like one.
Marriage in the future. I need to take care of me right now, finish school.
Yes.
Now, what do you hope to do with this school thing?
Ideally, what I want to do...
Become an astronaut, Mike. What do you mean? That's...
Shut up. Let her answer the question.
He's mad. You pissed him off.
You did.
A dermatologist or plastic surgeon, and then go into my own, open up my own spa. My best friend, Rosanna, she graduated from the same school, so we kind of want to go into business together. So that'd be nice.
Well, if you need an investor, he'll invest.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking for one.
Like your first 100K, maybe. That's this is the guy you're looking for.
You found your sugar daddy.
Good to know. Oh, God.
All right, can you hang for a little while longer?
Of course, of
okay.
course.
Okay, all right, this is Shakira. She is the girl in Rangers Dollar Hot Dog promo, a promo that's run since...
I should get paid for this.
You really should, dude. I can't believe
you don't. I should be the new spokesperson.
Is this part of, like, when you get your ticket to a Ranger game, mm-hmm. it says on the back, it's if you were
you
were
should sign, like,
whatever.
A waiver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because you're definitely the most famous person in there.
Yeah.
And we've had the two kids up, too. They were boring.
Aww.
Yeah, their boobs
their
were
kids.
Small.
He's lying. All right, more with Shakira on the way here. It's 5:55 here on The Ticket. Right now, though, the fabulous Shakira is in here. This is the girl that you see in the Ranger Dollar Hot Dog Night promos. You see her for about 3 seconds. You're watching these, and like a couple kids come on, and you think nothing of it, and then all of a sudden, there she is wearing a red Rangers t-shirt, all tattooed up, and just getting after hot dogs.
Yeah, it's
I got to tell you something else. Everybody thinks this is a big erotic thing with me, and it's really not. It's just that in that promo, you're all tattooed up, and I've just never seen girls, you know, eat hot dogs like that.
Oh, you have no idea, you know, how much he's talked about this.
Any publicity is good publicity, I guess. That's all I have to say.
It's funny because I had it on last night, or watching the Ranger game, and you were on there last night.
Again?
And, yeah, it was on
you're
last
on every
night.
Night.
Yeah.
How do I know? I watch these games,
you,
y'all.
You, were on
you know
a,
what you need to
you're
do,
on a couple times
Shakira? Here's all you got to
oh,
do.
Oh, my gosh.
All you got to do, just set your DVR.
Yeah.
Record the game.
And then
fast forward it. Trust me, you'll see yourself.
Yeah.
Very
as you're,
smart.
As you're fast forwarding.
And
tonight.
If you don't want to go through the whole thing, don't worry about it, because you're on there pretty quick.
Yeah, you'll find yourself pretty quickly. But it's like a 3-bite thing that you do.
Oh, my God. It's I really love food. I have to say that.
It's
I really
it's
do.
It's like one, and then a little more, and then you snap it off in the last bite.
Yes.
And it's pretty impressive.
It's very canine-like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is. It is very dog-like.
I got to do something with this big mouth.
All right, now, so where was your first tattoo? The first
one
you got?
The one on my ankle with my dad. It's a shooting star.
Okay, that was the first.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've gone for quite a few
I started
more.
Out with little ones, so yeah. I did a little one behind my neck, and then a little one on my back, a tramp stamp. And then
what was
on
a
my
tramp
wrist.
Stamp?
It's a little Japanese symbol. It means, who knows what it means. Ha! Chikapata!
Woo! Da! Maybe
that is it.
Something just like that, actually.
Okay.
And then I moved to Vegas back in 2008, yeah.
To do what?
Kenna, you were how old then?
I was 22.
What were you doing
22,
in Vegas?
You moved to Vegas.
I was doing tap out modeling for like Hitman and Tap Out. And I just made, I was traveling back and forth a lot.
What's
and
that?
Was it like
UFC fighting.
MMA,
the
dude.
MMA. So the ring girls and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was doing that and I was going to Vegas a lot and I just traveling and I really liked it a lot. And I moved there. And I had a friend who was actually my roommate. He worked at Hart and Huntington Tattoo. So it started.
All right, so you got the sleeves on both arms. Now, mm-hmm. what's the most prominent one besides the Statue of Liberty? What is that? Oh, what does that say up there, the American
freedom,
flag?
It's Freedom Isn't Free.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Twin Towers. It's an actual picture.
Oh, my
the,
God.
It says,
wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
All my yeah. All
what
my
are you doing?
All my family's military.
Really?
And yes, Navy, Marines, and Army. My uncle's actually a lieutenant colonel in the Army right now.
Look at that.
So I'm super...
You're super patriotic.
I am.
And you got a gun there.
I do.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's on the underside of her arm.
Yeah, it's a pistol.
Yes.
Now, what's on the other arm?
Just roses. I started out with one rose.
So you're all about guns and roses,
guns
huh?
and roses, exactly. Every rose has its thorn.
Oh, yes. That's hilarious. So
roses
now, are there tattoos that we're not seeing? Like,
I have some behind my ears, the ones on my shoulders. Uh-huh. I have a Texas on my shoulder
sure.
right here, and some on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Where else?
Any belly?
No.
Booby or anything?
No belly, no booby, no legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got anything pierced?
No. Used to. Just what? The nose.
Just the nose?
Just the nose and the belly button, but no more.
No belly button piercing anymore?
You outgrew it, right.
Yeah. Tough and it's hard to be professional and people take you seriously. And I have learned my lesson as far as tattoos. It's hard to take somebody seriously. It is the first thing besides my plus twos up front. Yeah.
Just.
You know, it's hard in what I do, I mean, people look at you and you want to be taken seriously and looked at as a professional. So I have to really watch the way I dress. I mean, long sleeves or wearing a long jacket at school when I'm taking clients.
Right.
And it's tough. It's hot outside.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Let me see the Statue of Liberty, because that's the one everybody talks about.
What do you mean they talk about?
Well, I mean, when they talk about her tattoos, the promo.
Yeah.
That's the one that they all notice. Let me see the Twin Towers, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's really
my
well
tattoo
done.
Artist. He's over in Arlington, right by the ballpark, Studio 77. His name's Fuji. He's amazing.
Fuji.
Fuji.
And you are totally without man these days, huh?
I am. And you know what? It's probably good that it stays that way for a while. I just need to finish school.
How long were you and the boyfriend dating? The hot dog boyfriend.
6 months. We went to school together. We stayed in touch on and off. And then when I moved back, and he moved back here from Miami, we just started hanging out and we just started dating. But, I mean, it wasn't very long.
You ever been engaged?
No.
Good for you.
No.
Good for you. No engagement.
What was the last serious boyfriend you had before him?
He was pretty serious, but...
what happened to him?
Geez, you know, I've been called
crazy?
A serial dater.
Did you break up with him?
Or did it was mutual. It was getting to that point that there's a lot of arguing at the... You know, it was mutual.
Yeah.
Just wasn't happening, huh?
Yeah. I hear you.
There were things about each other that we just didn't like too much, so it was better that we parted ways.
Sure.
For the
smart.
Best.
Smart.
Yeah.
You like me?
Yes. Yes, I wish you guys
like
could
me.
See.
What a terrible
handsome.
Question.
You like me?
It's a little creepy.
Do you like trying to use snacks?
That's maybe the weirdest thing I've ever heard on this radio station. Do you like me?
Trying to like only the best
on a station that harbors Gordon Keith, that is far from
no,
the
it's not.
Thing
it's
ever
not. You
heard.
Have to factor in age and the tone and all
do you
that.
You like me?
It was
me.
The tone. Yeah. It was definitely the tone.
How old would you date? Like, what's the, at 25, would you go like to...
Nothing older than my parents, I have to say. And the oldest I've ever dated is in the 30s, mid-30s. So,
right.
You know, age is just a number. You
it's
know,
a state
I have,
of mind, isn't it?
It is.
I don't think it is.
But
don't believe me, it is.
Whatever, diaper man.
I don't know. Nobody like my parents' age. That would be weird.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
That would be weird. And on the flip side, as an adult male, or female for that matter, you should never date kids, people your kids' age.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No.
Right, Mike?
No. Totally
Mark.
True.
Yeah, Mike.
Absolutely
right?
What? Not.
Guy with 24-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Three. Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2 years older.
Yeah.
2 years older.
Uh-huh.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
I'm getting a missive here from some people. They want to know, is they're basically trying to line you up. Do you smoke?
No.
You don't?
No.
That's good. You stay in shape and all that? I mean, you look fit.
I do.
Yeah,
I
you do a lot of working out and stuff?
I do.
Besides eating hot dogs?
You look like you could tear some things up.
What? I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about it. He's
you ever
rolling.
Been in a fight with a girl?
My bite used to be worse than my bark, but now my bark is worse than my bite.
You don't fight anymore?
No.
Have you ever been in a big bar?
I retired the gloves, y'all.
Now, can we say where you
were? You want to be on fight at fight night?
All right. She wore... Oh! Well, I don't know if she'll do this. She works at Three Sheets.
I know.
Oh. Well, sorry.
Yes, the greatness of Three Sheets down on Ross Avenue.
We were talking while you guys were discussing the NFL. Boring.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he knows. Okay. He knows everything.
Hey, so we have
a
fight night.
Excuse the hell out of us for doing what the hell we're supposed to be doing.
We have a
God almighty.
We have this thing called fight night every year over at the Village. You know where the Village is?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so every year out there at their little courtyard pool area, we set up a ring and we have big fights.
Okay.
And we always try to get a girl fight or a couple of girl fights.
You want to do that?
I wouldn't fight, but I mean, I could referee or,
you
know,
could be a ring girl.
I could definitely
you
referee.
You don't want to fight, though?
No. Okay. No.
All right, well, just think about it, okay?
Well, she's already thought about it. She doesn't want to fight.
She just gave you her answer.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, just
What is she going to go do? Curls? Give us and then be like, all right, I'm in.
No, no, no. Just give it a little bit more thought. Because a lot of people, you know, at first, they don't like the idea. But the more they think about it, they warm up to it a little bit. And you might, too. I mean, this would really further as the cult of personality.
I retired those gloves. All
right.
So.
Okay.
Understandable.
Just trying.
Understandable. Well, you are a fascinating young lady,
yes,
that's for sure.
Yes, you are. You're a very attractive, very lovely woman, and we appreciate you coming up here.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed talking to you.
I had a great time. Thank
Good.
You.
Good.
And we will hopefully see you at other stuff.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. Now that you know that, you know, what we're all about in general. Maybe
tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your buddies.
Of course, and I will start listening. I will be an avid listener now.
Tell the rest of Ogle that it's time to start listening.
Yes.
Well, they're listening right now.
Yeah. Tell Ogle, tell Three Sheets.
I will. And we do listen. They're listening right now.
And we have a picture of you guys and Shakira together on, what, Groobs, you tweeted it?
Uh-huh.
And I tweeted it. So
awesome.
Groobs 1310.
All right, we're all
tweet
Groobs. Out.
Tweet Groobs and then Danny_Bayless.
Hey, you need to Facebook me.
There you go.
Totally. Get my information, but... Listen, if any of these listeners have somehow recorded that commercial,
yeah,
I want to see
it. You need to see
it. I'm going to go home and try to see it tonight.
You will be swamped with it by the time you walk out this door.
Well, they don't have her email address, so
no.
Yeah, maybe they can send it to one of us, and then we can send it to you.
Shakira Dyson on Facebook. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
You are going
you just
to
open
get
up
that's
a
That's all right.
Oh,
get a fan club.
Oh, dude. My goodness.
Adding you right
now. Opened up Pandora's box.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming up, Shakira.
Thank you very
really
much.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
There she goes. The Rangers hot dog promo girl.